Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You also had the decision made last night in Baltimore that is particularly relevant because of a decision made last week in Kansas City. Last week in Kansas City, most people blasted Todd Bowles for not trying a two-point conversion late in that game to give his team a chance to win.
Yeah.
To give the Bucs a chance to win on the road against the Chiefs. Todd Bowles took a ton of heat.
Okay.
Last night in Baltimore, in what was a hell of a football game, the two quarterbacks combined for 8 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions.
Yeah.
It was high-level football. Neither team could really get the ground game going, but damn, they hit on some bombs, some really ridiculous passing. But you get – it's a total back-and-forth ball game. I mean, the lead changes in this game were wild. Like, even just in the fourth quarter, it just went back and forth and back and forth. And so the Ravens were – down 21-7 in the third quarter.
All right.
They come storming all the way back to get it to 21-20. Then they score again to make it 28-21, and they go for two there to take a 7-point lead. Now, that was with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So then it's all tied up, 28-28. Burrow deep to Ja'Marr Chase, who had a ball game, Brian. 70-yard house call.
All right.
I mean, it was one play, 70 yards. I think we also saw, Jeff just got up, Landfield. Can you check Kyle Hamilton's status for me? Because I think as much as you want to win the game, Kyle Hamilton looked quite hurt, and that's a serious blow, but I'm not going to speculate. One play, 70 yards, Burrow to Chase, house call. Bengals are up now, 35-28.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that ties it up, 28-28. Forgive me.
His ankle injury is not serious.
Not serious. Okay, there you go. That's good news for Baltimore. Lamar immediately, now it's an 11-play, 70-yard drive, but Lamar responds to go up 35-28.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, down a touchdown. 9-play, 70-yard touchdown drive, B. What's your call? It's 35-34. At this point, you have Burrow, who has just completely shredded Baltimore. He's going over 400 yards passing, four touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase at this point, B, has 11 catches for 265.
Damn.
Three touchdowns.
That's some season for some people.
And if you look at third down, I mean, they were converting 50% of the time. Their average offensive play was 6.3 yards. You're down two. You're the Cincinnati Bengals in Baltimore. A lot of the same logic applies, frankly, I think. Like, do you really want to give Lamar another chance, or do you want to try to win it right now? They go for two. What would you do in that situation?
Well, like I told you, it comes down to the feel and the flow of the game, and whatever decision you make is the right one. But we all know that no matter what decision made, it's going to be second-guessed the next day. The same folks that was trashing Todd Bowles are the same people probably going after their coach.
So, I'll go left hand up. I thought Todd Bowles should have gone for it. I think Zach Taylor made the right call to go for it. The only thing similar to Bowles the week before, now granted, he called a timeout. This was not Taylor did not call a timeout here to stop the clock, but even if they get it and they go up one, then Lamar, the Ravens got the ball with 38 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
So they still probably would have had a chance to win it in regulation. But I at least want to be consistent. I think on the road against elite teams, go for the win. Because it gets really hard to win in overtime against these elite teams.
But I think, see, the thing about it, though, on the road, elite team, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. It comes down to the feel of the coach. And you may not be knocking, but I guarantee you the same people that was knocking Todd last week are knocking Zach Taylor today. Because that's what people do. You second guess everything somebody does. So those guys do this on a daily basis. And I think they could give a damn about what the media people are saying about them.
Well, what's the old saying? If you care what the fans say, soon you'll be sitting with them.
There you go.
I think I'm not mad at the way the Bengals went about that last night. I think the Bengals are in a whole host of trouble, though. They're now 4-6, and they've played the Ravens in two games. They've lost both to the Ravens, I think, by a combined 3 points.
See,
I think it was like 28-26 and 35-34.
Yeah, I was in the event last night.
But the loss
is the
loss.
I didn't see anything about the game.
What was the event? Anything fun?
Yeah, Northwest Credit. They had like a big gala for a lot of these credit unions and stuff. And
cool.
Down at the National Archives Museum. So I didn't see a part of the game. But as soon as I look at the stuff this morning.
Tux?
Nah.
Suit?
Yeah, a suit, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have to wear a tie. So I look at the stuff and I go, damn. I just saw the score and I was like, no matter how bad either one of those teams are, they always have a game like that.
Yeah.
35-34.
It's Baltimore is remarkable because they take their eye off the ball. Like, there's no other way to look at that.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You lose to the Browns and the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
You take your eye off the ball. And I find that surprising for a John Harbaugh team, a guy that's so focused and intense. Yeah. But it's just the only way I can look at those losses for a team with that much talent. But when they're locked in, they're really good.
Yeah.
The Bengals are the only team in the AFC, B. They're two games under 500 and have a positive point differential.
That's crazy.
That, right? Like,
that is totally crazy.
They can't win at home. Obviously, Washington went out there and won. You look at Cincinnati in a playoff perspective, and we did this exercise actually yesterday, Logan and I did, where the last two teams technically in the AFC as it started today would be the Chargers and the Broncos. I think the Chargers are really well coached. I think the Broncos are frauds, and that'll kind of get exposed over the second half of the season. But then you've got Colts and Bengals right there. The Bengals need to get hot, but they now have six losses. I've long said if you get to nine wins, you probably get in the tournament. You could probably get that seven.
They're 4-5, right?
Last night dropped them to 4-6. They haven't had their bye.
They already played 10 games?
Same as the Skids will be.
Wow.
Skids will be either 7-3 or 8-2 this week.
Fine, though.
Yeah, it's week 10, B. Ready or not, here it comes. The Bengals, though, 4-6, they played 10 games. That means they have seven left. I think at worst, they can go 7-2 over the home stretch to get in. Right? Is that math right? No, that's not right. They have seven games.
They already played 10 games. Why would they go 7-2?
5-2. 5-2.
You think that's possible?
I don't know. They're good. And offensively,
they're good, but then they're not good.
Offensively, they can hang with anyone. They just, I look.
But they can't keep letting people score 34 and a minute higher.
All right, they got to go 5-2 the rest of the way to get in. You ready for their schedule?
Go.
At L.A. next week, Chargers.
That could be a loss.
Then they get a bye. I honestly think Harbaugh's a really bad matchup for them because he's just going to slow it down, grind it out. They need to go up-tempo and score a ton. So at the Chargers, bye week, Steelers, at Dallas, at Tennessee, at Cleveland. I'm sorry, at Dallas, at Tennessee, Cleveland at home, Denver at home. Then you get the Steelers. They've closed with the Steelers again on the road in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The Dallas, Tennessee, Cleveland, Denver portion, you should chop some wood. But by my math, which is always questionable, you got to get to 5 wins. You can only go 5-2. So you got to knock off one of the two Steelers games or win this week in L.A.
Yeah.
It's a tall road.
It's going to be a tall task for them.
All right. That was your Thursday night wrap-up. It was a fun game to watch. I had it on. It was a second screen experience. We were watching Outer Banks, try keep the wife happy. Also, I bet on App State last night if you want to know how my betting streak's going. It's still going great. B, we haven't got to talk a ton since Lattimore got to town. I'm guessing you have texted with a bunch of folks. Now that he's here, premature to say, but it doesn't look like he's going to play this weekend. More and more, I think... I almost wonder if their focus is on Philly, which is the division game, and it's only 4 days later. You know, it's a very fast turnaround.
I think their focus is on the damn Steelers.
I'm saying specific to Lattimore.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. But I think a lot of people in New Orleans and Louisiana feel that Lattimore's hamstring is just like Jamal Adams. No.
Devontae Adams'
hamstring, where I'm going to get healthy if I'm traded from here.
I agree, but he hasn't practiced yet this week. Devontae came in right away and played.
Yeah, I know.
Practiced and played. So I think it's a little bit more than that. But I think if he's not on the field Sunday, which I guess today will go a long way towards
going. A defensive back can play without practicing, without knowing the defense. Basically, if he know he got to go man or zone. If you just tell him man, and we know he's good at that. But if he's healthy... you know, it's a possibility, but if not, then it's no possibility at all.
That's right. And I think if he thinks he's very close and the trainers buy it and maybe want to just kind of open it up a little bit, the fact that you have two games stacked up just like on top of each other and then what A.J. Brown is different than most receivers in the NFL.
It's a problem.
I think A.J. Brown's closest comp is like Debo. It's just a way more physical outing than it is. And I'm not saying he's the best because I think
Lattimore plays those big receivers.
Right.
He plays Evans tough as hell.
Right.
Down in Tampa.
That's his M.O., yeah. Right?
Like he doesn't give a damn about how big you are, how physical you are. He's going to be right there with you step for step.
Super physical, super competitive. So I just wonder if there's not some level of, Sean, we want you, man. We want to make sure you're really good to go because we got a really short turnaround. That's a division game. This is a non-conference game. The folks, like Dan Quinn and everybody, are completely focused on Pittsburgh, but the Lattimore trade, there's not a rush because they plan on playing football deep into January.
Yeah.
We'll know more today. If he gets like even limited work today, that makes this thing a little more interesting. I'm not sure I would count on it quite yet. But it is interesting talking. Yesterday we talked to McLaurin and to Sam Cosmi, and both those guys have been here a while. McLaurin obviously longer. But the feeling of going out and trading for a guy like that, what that says to the locker room about, hey man, we're in it to compete right now, away. I mean, that's got to be a pretty uplifting thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think players, for the most part, always feel that they're trying to compete because they're trying to get better. And if they sense management is also along with that, hell, it's a breath of fresh air. It's like a stress relief. Like
when you feel supported.
Yeah, when
great.
You're out there working your ass off trying to win a game and you feel like management don't care about this year, that's hard as hell to get ready to go. You know, like it's like telling the person, go and become your absolute best, but we're not supporting anything you're doing. Sounds familiar.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.